Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again here to the Talking Puck Podcast. Quick reaction today from Mike and I when it comes to the Tkachuk trade from Calgary going to Florida. You know, it's interesting. Mike and I had sat down and just recorded a thing yesterday where we talked about not only the top free agents remaining out there, but of course, we had to talk about Matthew Tkachuk. It's a big deal. And so we did. We covered it. And we were going to put that out on Sunday. Well, lo and behold, the Calgary Flames have no such patience, and they beat us to the punch. No problem. Okay, so here's the trade as it went down. Tkachuk heading to Florida in exchange for Jonathan Huberdeau. Pretty good piece right there. Mackenzie Weegar also going the other way, plus a prospect and a pick. And that is a really nice return for Calgary. So Mike and I decided that we would put up our own individual takes here. We expended probably 20 minutes on the podcast yesterday. Believe it or not, we actually called Florida as the best possible landing spot for Matthew Tkachuk. Here's a quick listen.
But so what happens with Tkachuk now? Where does he go?
Boy, I'd love him in Florida. That he would be a nice fit there.
Now, of course, the other, 19 minutes and 30 seconds of that 20 minutes probably goes in the trash now as far as ever seeing the light of day. But that's what happens when you pre-record and you have to work around people's schedules. But that said, that's not a big deal. So Florida it is. And now it is up to Mike and I to break down the trade. Mike will have his breakdown on the second half of the podcast. I'm going to give you mine first. And I have both good and bad news for fans of both teams. Let's start with the Flames. The Flames, who, well, seemed like they were in real trouble this summer, honestly. Tkachuk wants out. Gaudreau leaves. Now you're wondering what exactly is going to happen to this franchise that was a division champion last year, was the second best team in the regular season in the West. And you have an advantage right now while Vegas is trying to figure itself out and trading away massive pieces and still has question marks in goal. Vancouver is rebuilding. They're getting better, but they're not quite there yet. Still trying to figure it out. Edmonton did take steps to get better, so now they are going to be neck and neck with you, and you need to compete with them. Looking around the rest of the West, Nashville's still pretty good. Minnesota's still pretty good. St Louis is still pretty good, so you're going to have to play these teams. Winnipeg is a bit of a question mark. We'll see which direction the Jets actually go. The California teams, LA was surprisingly good last year. The Sharks, I'm not convinced they're going to be on anybody's radar this year. The Ducks are young and learning. Arizona, again, very young. Chicago's in a weird place right now. So not everybody is going to give you nightmares every single evening. I think there are some definite weak sisters that you can get points against. However, you're still not as good as Colorado, and you weren't in the playoffs. You weren't even as good as Edmonton. So now the bar has been raised. Well, Calgary got worse in the beginning of the offseason. We all saw that. So now they had to get better. So they did. They made this trade today that brings in a guy, Jonathan Huberdeau, 115 points this year, and just set a record. Most assists in an NHL season by a left winger with 85 assists. That's not too shabby. So you lose Gaudreau, you replace him with Huberdeau. Weegar, nice addition to the blue line. I don't mind him. Decent amount of points, 44 last year. And on the right side now, believe it or not, Calgary's pretty stocked. They might actually be able to make a move with a right side defenseman to maybe try to fill in a little bit elsewhere. So, but Uyghur's a good D-man. That's nice for Calgary, a nice piece. And you get a first-round pick that we can assume is going to be 20 or worse. So still not bad to have a first round pick, but yeah, that's not bad. I mean, that's kind of nice. And you get a prospect in there as well, but I'm going to concentrate on the NHL ready guys here. And I think that Huberdeau is someone that Florida is selling high on. This was his best year. He looked really good. This year was a big reason why Florida was able to do what they did. They're selling high on him. And I think that is probably the max you're ever going to see. I think Huberdeau is probably going to dip again in production this coming year. Not by a lot. I'm not saying he's suddenly going to be a 40-point guy. But I think this might have been his high point season. So Florida sells a little high here, and that's good news for Florida. Even though Florida fans may be freaking out right now, don't. I understand that's a big piece that's gone. You're bringing back a guy, honestly, who gives you more of what you need. A little sandpaper, a little jam, a little, you know, just peskiness. You have to be annoying. There was no response, and I have to circle the battle of Florida in the playoffs this year. Tampa and Florida, there was no response from the Panthers to what Tampa Bay was doing. There was none. So they need someone who can go out there and try to stir the pot, change the direction of things, and get it going. And I think Tkachuk is the perfect player for Florida. Again, I feel like they gave up a lot to get him. Here's the other downside for Calgary is that both of those players are scheduled to be UFAs if they're not extended. They have another year on their deal. But if after a year, and here's the thing. You go in this year, you have 1 year to sell. If you're Calgary, you have 1 year to sell these guys on your city, your franchise, everything that goes along with it. If they decide to stay, this is really nice. If you decide to deal them at the deadline, you may improve yourself. If you lose them for nothing, it's a bad trade. But that will not be determined for an entire calendar year yet. And you do have the benefit of them. They're signed. They will play for you this year. And now you have to clash competitively with Edmonton. That is your main target right now. Colorado clearly is the bar. Stanley Cup winner, best team in the West. You have to be better than Edmonton. And Edmonton's pretty good. Edmonton picked up Jack Campbell, which is a better move in net for them than anything they've had in quite some time. So, you know, we'll see how that's going to play out for them. Calgary needed to do something. They did. And this is a bold move with nice return. So I like it for the Flames. I also, as I said, like it for the Panthers. The Panthers needed to do something because they just weren't winning with what they had. And clearly that was shown when the Panthers were unable to get past the Lightning. And they needed that jam, that sandpaper, that grit. I like that in the playoffs, and I think it's necessary. So you go out and you get a Tkachuk. Now the question is, you're Florida, and you're a fairly deep team. However, Florida went out, and they shot their shot with Giroux. Didn't work out. So he's out. Now you're shooting your shot with Tkachuk. He's going to come in. They're still going to be a really good regular season team. I expect Florida to be battling for top 3 points this year. But where the benefit of Tkachuk will come in is the playoffs. And so if he has a good regular season, if he has an average regular season, that's really not why you're acquiring this guy. You paid a lot to get him, though. And one of the bigger questions will be, how much does giving up Huberto hurt you in both ends of the ice? So I'm really curious to see how this is going to pan out. Now there's no Uyghur. You do miss, and right side defensemen are a little harder to come by. But at this point, this is Florida absolutely going for it. Now, this could turn out to be egg on the face of Florida if Calgary flourishes, keeps one or both of these players, or gets assets in return for them. And Tkachuk doesn't really work out. He signed an extension right away. He's there for 8 years, so they're married to him, and this is their guy. I think it is a good move for Florida. Just the person that Tkachuk is, I think he's the guy they need on the ice. And I like this trade for both teams. I do think it's a high payment. I will say that. However, if it works out, or if you're Florida, look at it this way. You may have also traded away the two contracts in Huberto and Uyghur that you didn't think you were going to be able to afford to keep both. And you got a return, an asset, a good asset, in which you're going to be able to keep the one guy that you signed here for the 8 years. So you freed up the money. Maybe you might have tried to retain Giroux. You didn't. Okay, that's fair. I understand. He really wasn't the impact guy you wanted and needed him, quite frankly, to be. So now you try to change it a little bit here. So I like it. I like this for both teams right now. Certainly, we will judge trades a year, 3 years, 5 years down the road. We still look back on a lot of deals and grade them later. But off the hop, I think there's more reason to be excited if you're a Calgary fan and your trepidation's a year away. If you're a Florida fan, there's trepidation now and more reason to be excited down the road. But that's hockey. And you know what? Both these teams are going for it. Calgary has to. Calgary figures it's in its window now, even losing Gaudreau and losing Tkachuk. Same thing with Florida. Florida figures it's in its window now. So let's see. Maybe both of these moves work out so well for both teams. Could be a Florida-Calgary Stanley Cup final. Wouldn't that be fun? That would be tremendous. I would love to watch that. What a storyline that would be. All right. In the meantime, I do want to prep you that we are going to have a podcast then that is now going to be severely edited coming out tomorrow about the remaining free agents. And you may hear us reference back to Tkachuk a little bit as if he's unsigned. But, you know, if you're listening today and then you pick up tomorrow's, you'll know what the story is. That said, it's time to get to Mike's take on this trade. So here we go. His analysis and breakdown of the big trade between Florida and Calgary.
The first reaction when you see this trade being made between Florida and Calgary is, wow, did Florida overpay? But I think you got to take a closer look at it. When you get the leading scorer, you get a very good defenseman, a prospect, and a first-round pick for Tkachuk, you think, okay, they really, really overpaid for Tkachuk for what he brings. He's not a guy who is going to score 50 goals. He's not necessarily a setup guy. His game is different than Huberto's. So if you look at it from Florida's standpoint and then Calgary and why this deal was made, for Florida, what's so funny is, I'm just talking about that he would be a perfect fit. He's the kind of guy that they need to get them over the hump. They have put together a really good, young, high-flying team, but they could use a little grit, little sandpaper on the Panthers. And Tkachuk's going to bring that for sure. But boy, you gave up a lot. You gave up a lot. But then you look at it a little bit closer and you think, okay, well, Huberto's 29. He's coming up on a UFA. Uyghur, also on a UFA. And you hope that if you finish well and have some success, that first round pick isn't going to come back to bite you. It's not going to, I think it's lottery protected anyway, but you're hoping you're going to have a good enough season that it's not going to be that great a pick. But still, a lot to give up. But you are getting a 24-year-old, and they certainly must believe in him because they gave him a ton of money. So, they rolled the dice on that. If you're Calgary, you've come close. You're not as good a team. You've come close to replacing Gaudreau, but now you've lost Tkachuk. You've added a good defenseman. You've got a prospect. You never know how those turn out. And you got a first round pick, but you're expecting it's not going to be a low one. So, boy, I think that overall, Calgary did very well in what they got in return. Really, really, really well, considering that they were trading from a weakness. For Florida, boy, you gave up a lot, but you weren't winning with what you had. You didn't win, and you've got a guy who's 29 who's going to want a big-time contract, and he's coming up on that. So you've committed to a much younger player who gives you that kind of grit. So, I guess to summarize, you gave up a lot if you're Florida, but you've got somebody that you, a player that you didn't have that you need, especially in the East, to maybe advance past the second round and do something, which Florida has been a long time since they've had success in the playoffs. For Calgary, you got a lot in return. You did really well to get stuff back for a guy who didn't want to be on your team. And you filled some of the skates of Gaudreau, but, boy, you lose a big piece. But, again, another team that didn't get past the second round, maybe a change is good. You bring in those guys are Canadians. Well, you've traded your American away. You've two Americans have left you, but you get a couple of Canadians in return. So that's a podcast for another day. But overall, man, that's a blockbuster.
All right. Thanks, Mike. There you go. There is our analysis on the trade probably the biggest one we're going to see for the remainder of the summer, unless Patrick Kane happens to go somewhere. And if he does, believe you me, Mike and I are going to talk about it. But in the meantime, what do you think? Reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on Air. Mike is at BusterTheDog33. We love to hear from you guys. Don't forget the show is on hiatus for the summer, at least the TV side. Obviously, the podcast is here. And if you like the podcast, please like, follow, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you being here. In the meantime, Talking Puck TV. We're just recharging our batteries a little bit here as the summer goes on. And we will be back in the fall. So hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. If you're listening to this on the weekend, if not, hope your week's going well. Either way, we appreciate it. And we will talk to you next time on the Talking Puck Podcast.